favorite segments that we did recently was the Point Counterpoint. We have Jeff Bell here. I was going to say a frequent fill-in host for me, but he's only done it once. But, you know, that's frequent for us.
You never go on vacation.
Because I never go on vacation. And also our political guru, Ethan Miller. Tonight's topic, well, I call it the escalation. The president and Ethan Miller call it the surge. First up tonight, who wants to go first?
It's Jeff's turn to go
Jeff
first.
Bell,
I went first last time.
Jeff Bell, you are against the escalation, correct?
I am entirely against the escalation.
Hit it.
Well, first of all, it's turned into a giant debacle, which pretty much every sane and rational person said it would clear back in January when he sprung it on the Congress. But basically, the Bush administration is hoping desperately to maintain a status quo. They're insisting that there is less violence in Iraq. They've got the Petraeus report coming out next month, or actually next week, that they wrote and signed his name to, which I'm not going to get an honest assessment out of that. And it's not, there's no political progress, there's no reconciliation, and they're starting to fudge the numbers as far as what they consider violent.
All right. Ethan, you call it a surge.
Jeff, I'm interested. One day we're going to have to sit down, and you have to tell me about that one day.
About?
That one day. You know that day. That day Osama bin Laden walked off with your manhood.
Oh.
I want to hear about that day.
Oh, that's cool.
Look, here's the thing, Jeff. Killing insurgents. That's where it begins and ends for me. Are we killing more? Yes. So, there you go. Surge, a success. Troop surge, a success.
Well, first of all, I have to say that you're a black and white mind working on a color-coded problem as far as the troop surge goes. It's you're looking at a body count. And when we did body counts the last time, we had body counts in the hundreds of thousands, year to year to year, millions of people killed in a country where we inevitably had to fly our people off of a roof. Body counts don't indicate progress. Body counts indicate a larger and larger growing problem looming dangerously for the men and women who are putting on the uniform and standing out in the 130-degree heat while the Iraqis are on vacation.
And for our younger audience, you are referring to the Vietnam War, which was a four-letter word until President Bush actually brought it up in his defense. I believe it was last week. Ethan.
Yeah. Well, he did bring it up in an interesting historical way. Here's the problem with Vietnam. Not that we paid too much attention to body counts, because, I mean, fact of the matter is killing members of the Communist Army was the whole point of being over there. In fact, I mean, that's what Marines do, and that's what soldiers do. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. They are good at one thing, and that is killing people.
Some of them
the problem was, is that we left off that roof in that, of that embassy, you know, a little early, I feel. So that's the problem. Problem isn't that we couldn't get it done. Problem is we didn't spend the time we needed to do to get it done.
Jeff Bell.
Jeff?
You're a chucklehead. I mean, you are an absolute indescribable, monumental chucklehead. Let me hit the Vietnam thing really quick. We spent 10 years with a big surge, but we were there from about 1950 on.
Well,
so we spent.
Yeah, the French were, and we were in part. Yeah, but
we had.
I mean, that's kind of stretching the timeline a little bit.
Not really. We had advisors in there very early on.
We had boots on the ground, carrying guns from about 1952 until 1975. It was 58 roundabout 1,000 American troopers killed in a war that we ran away from for the very simple thing that we had no strategy, no tactic other than take a piece of real estate, kill everybody that's there, leave it, and then come back 3 months later, do it again and again and again. It is a vicious cycle of non-planning. It is a vicious cycle of bad military planning. And all it really is a way for a government out of control, you know, with no planning and no care and concern about how many troopers they chew up and spit out for no other reason than to save face in a war we shouldn't have been in the first place. You brought up bin Laden a minute ago in what I might say is a very unflattering light. He's in Afghanistan. NATO
or Pakistan.
He's in Pakistan.
Doesn't matter.
And now he's
right
now
door.
He's using Just for Men in his beard.
Indeed.
Final question because we're out of time. Very quick. 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I'm going to go with Ethan Millard. When are we going to start pulling out of Iraq?
When are we going to start pulling out of
hit
Iraq?
It.
Like realistically?
Yes, hit it.
Probably this year.
Think?
I mean, I think 2008, yeah, we'll pull everyone out.
Jeff Bell.
I don't think it's going to happen until 2009 until we get a switch in the administration.
Jeff Bell. You are a smelly ape. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's it? That's what you're bringing?
That's the best. It's Friday. All right. As always, Jeff Bell, Ethan Millard, our political guru. Thank you.
Thank you.